This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli special forces early on Monday rescued two hostages from the southern Gaza city of Rafah, close to the border with Egypt, amid a firefight and air attacks that Palestinians say killed at least 67 people. Linda Gradstein reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
The two freed hostages, 61-year-old Fernando Marman and 70-year-old Louis Har, are both dual citizens of Argentina and Israel. Other members of their family had been released in the previous hostage deal in November. They had an emotional reunion at the hospital where doctors said they were in relatively good condition, although they had lost weight during their ordeal. It also raised the question of whether Israel will carry out a large-scale invasion of Rafah, where it believes Hamas is hiding the remaining hostages. There are also 1.4 million Palestinians in Rafah, many of them having fled northern Gaza after the Israeli army invaded there. Linda Gradstein, VOA News, Jerusalem.
U.S. President Joe Biden said on Monday the United States is pushing for a six-week pause in the fighting between Israel and Hamas in Gaza as a stepping stone toward a larger ceasefire.
We're actively working for peace, security, and dignity for both the Palestinian people and the Israeli people. And I'm working on this day and night.
Biden and Jordan's King Abdullah spoke after the two longtime allies held talks at the White House. Britain's opposition Labour Party has withdrawn support for its candidate to become a member of parliament in a special election after he suggested Israel had relaxed its security in the run-up to the attack by Hamas last year to provide grounds to invade Gaza. A spokesperson for Labour said it will not be able to find another candidate because the deadline has passed. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group.